This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman Trent Franks, Republican from the Grand Canyon State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Armed Services Committee. We want to get his reaction today to a change in nuclear policy from the Obama administration. Among other things, the Obama administration saying it will never use a nuclear weapon against a non-nuclear nation. They also say they are moving more and more towards nuclear prevention and prevention of nuclear proliferation. Rather than building up the arsenal, there is no plans to build additional nuclear weapons. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, I'm glad I could be with you, Greg. You always do great work.
Thank you, sir. Well, let me read right from the White House policy here. Quote, the massive nuclear arsenal we inherited from the Cold War era of bipolar military confrontation is poorly suited to address the challenges posed by suicidal terrorists and unfriendly regimes seeking nuclear weapons. It goes on to say it is essential, therefore, that we better align our nuclear policies and posture to our most urgent priorities, preventing nuclear terrorism and nuclear proliferation. What do you make of the change in policy today, sir?
Well, you know, Greg, I've been pretty negative toward the Obama administration and nearly all of their nuclear policies, and this is no exception. The general trend here for the Obama administration has been to build down nuclear or even conventional strength of the United States, including our missile defense capability. And if there is anything left of deterrent, it seems like Mr. Obama is doing everything he can to ameliorate that and to build that down. And I think it's a terrible mistake. I want to do everything I can to prevent any sort of nuclear confrontation. But one of the things that the nuclear arsenal that America has had in the last many years, given that it has been such an effective and overwhelming capability, is that it has kept the peace in a huge way, because those nations, whether they're nuclear armed or not, knew that there was no advantage in taking on America militarily. And you know, as much as we'd all like to see nuclear weapons disappear, I'd like to see that. But the fact is they exist. And as long as they do, America needs to be the strongest and most capable military power on Earth, including in the nuclear arena.
Congressman, the president said in a statement accompanying the new policy that America's unsurpassed conventional military capabilities and strong missile defenses are more than enough to overwhelm any foe that we're likely to face, particularly if they're a non-nuclear power. You mentioned just a moment ago that you think those defenses are being degraded as well. Elaborate on that a little bit if you can.
Well, there's two areas. I'm on the Strategic Forces Committee, which is a nuclear committee of the Congress. Without getting any sensitive areas, there's two areas where the Obama administration is beyond hypocritical. First of all, when he speaks of missile defenses, we certainly are the most committed nation thus far in the world to missile defense. But the Obama administration has cut back on missile defense in a profound way, including canceling our missile defense capability in Europe, the missile defense site in Poland, and the radar site in the Czech Republic. And those were critically important to being able to check Iran in their quest to gain nuclear capability. If Iran knew that we could knock down what they had, whether it was aimed at Europe or whether it was aimed at the United States, there would have been a tremendous pressure on them in their calculus as to whether they wanted to risk, whether it be Israeli action or American action, if they knew that we had already inoculated against that in the first place. So he has absolutely worked to build out our missile defense capability, which is one of the most important mechanisms we have to prevent proliferation. And in terms of our nuclear capability, we have an aging nuclear fleet. Now, I want you to know, I believe that our nuclear capability is indeed unsurpassed. But we're going to face a situation in the not-too-distant future where some of our nuclear agencies are not going to be able to certify the capability of some of our nuclear weapons, because we don't have testing and we don't have any ability to upgrade these effectively under the growing trend of the Obama administration policy.
Congressman, is there a specific level that the arsenal needs to be at to provide the deterrent you spoke of? I know that there's a plan to reduce the arsenal by, I guess, about a third in this new START treaty that the president is very close to signing with the Russians.
Well, that's correct. Now, I don't think that treaty, I hope that treaty will not be ratified in the Senate, because in terms of, say, the launchers that we talked about, we built those down to 800. Well, the Russians only have 800. So it's no loss to them whatsoever. It is strictly a weakening of the American capability. And to answer your first question, we need a nuclear capability that is superior to any other in the world, and the world needs to understand that. Because, you see, not only are we talking about defending America, but we extend our nuclear umbrella to other nations in the world that are not nuclear armed. And the safest way that we can do that is to be unsurpassed in our capability. And I just have to tell you, you know, Ronald Reagan was right when he said peace through strength is the best policy. He's correct. You know, I'm a Sunday school teacher for one-year-olds. Greg, I don't want to hurt anybody. But the strongest way that we can defend the innocent and protect American freedom and freedom in the world for the human family is to maintain the arsenal of freedom in the United States of America.
Congressman, I heard another analyst who is also critical of this policy change today suggest that this could have the exact opposite effect that the president's looking for, and I think you may have alluded to it earlier to some extent, and that's that as the U.S. decreases our nuclear capability, it could actually trigger an arms race in some of these nations that are obviously not exactly our friends.
Well, that's exactly right. It does two things. For our enemies, it emboldens them, and they think, well, maybe they can get away with moving toward a nuclear capability. Iran has seen nothing but weakness from this administration, and it has emboldened them, and they are on track to begin to become a nuclear-armed nation. And if that happens, it will wipe every other issue off of the board. And this administration will go down in history as weakening our country and as seeing the first nation that is committed to jihad gain nuclear weapons. Secondly, for our friends who are really the inheritors of our nuclear umbrella, they now are put in the untenable position of maybe facing a nuclear Iran and not having nuclear deterrence of their own. And this is just an unbelievable policy that the administration has pursued. And I just have to tell you, you know, the reason I sound so animated here is because this is very, very serious. The gravity of this is profound. If Iran gains nuclear capability, our friends will have to be able to match that in the Middle East. And will find its way, these nuclear capabilities will find their way in the hands of terrorists, and we will be facing nuclear terrorism in the world. And I just cannot understand why the administration lacks the insight on something so fundamental and basic to human freedom.
Congressman, last 30 seconds or so here, obviously a ton of issues on the plate for voters to sift through this year, as in a few months they'll be voting in the midterm elections. But with everything else on the table, jobs and health care and everything else, how much does a decision like this, do you think, factor into how folks view the status quo versus perhaps making a change?
Well, I hope it factors into their consideration, because, you know, as much as we're concerned about jobs, and I am concerned about that, if we have some type of nuclear threat or military confrontation, it will diminish our economic picture demonstrably. And I just don't understand why people don't understand, why they don't recognize that if we're weak militarily, it also ultimately weakens us economically in every other way. And this administration, I just don't know what in the world they're thinking, but it isn't in the best interest of the United States.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg, for everything.
Arizona Republican Congressman Trent Franks represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of the House Armed Services Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.